Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
The Gray and Green Show is brought to you by Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids. They right now are offering a special. If you want eyelash extensions, they're normally $225. But right now, go in, say Jackie and Rachel sent you, and you'll get a full set for only $105.30. Check out Urban Obsession on Fountain Street in downtown GR.
And I'm so hungry.
Did you hear that? Jackie's hungry.
Oh, we're recording?
Welcome to episode 28 of the Gray and Green Show. We are going to have lunch after this. We've decided.
We're already deciding where we're going to eat.
But what do you think about my new hair?
It looks awesome.
I know.
Dude.
So I went to see Stephanie from Urban Obsession on Fountain Street. One, she's like the coolest chick I've ever met.
She's so fun.
I kid you not. I sat there for 2 hours and just BS'd with her about everything childbirth. And you know what I love about her is that she did not hold back anything.
And you're like, this is good, but maybe hold back.
Right.
Not at all.
Because I told her, I go, I just want to know the gross, disgusting, gory details. I want to know the gross
stuff.
Well, I think that I don't know like how bad it could be.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
You could poop.
Okay, I'm not going to poop on the table.
You might. No, I tell this to every single pregnant friend I have and they get mad at me.
I knew that.
And then
I
ask every single friend, did you poop? And they always say no, and that's how I know they're lying, because someone had to have pooped. It's common practice.
Here, I will tell you, I solemnly swear, my right hand is in the air, Jackie is witnessing this. If I take a poop on the table while I'm giving birth, I will admit it on our podcast.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And everyone's like, why are you so fascinated about that? I'm like, because I'm just fascinated by it.
I mean, I guess if you're using every muscle in your body to push this kid out, then yeah, some poop could come too.
I'm just fascinated, I think, because does the poop get on the baby?
No, I don't think so. Because that's like turned up.
And doesn't it make it smell?
That I don't know. I actually was reading a book about like nurses and being like an obstetrician nurse. And I guess they like clean it up really fast. So like the mom doesn't even know.
Yeah, I figured that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They must be like trained at it.
Oh, no, for sure.
Like, trained at poop cleaning.
What do? Clean up pregnant woman's poops.
Oh, my job? My job's important. I clean up the poop. the weirdest thing you're going to find about your baby.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know why. I didn't know it was going here, but it's going here.
Okay.
So, you know, the first few poops they have is meconium.
Well, yeah, I actually read about that in my book titled Eat, Sleep, Poop.
It's literally black tar.
Yeah.
Like tar.
But it's from swallowing like the amniotic fluid while they're inside.
It's the grossest thing you've ever seen. And it doesn't come off their butt. Like you're wiping it. It's like black sticky tar. And it's like black. Like, I don't know if you can Google a photo, but it's like.
Oh God, don't do that.
It looks like. It doesn't look like poop. It looks like black tar.
When does it turn like to normal poop?
Well, that's why they won't let you leave. Well, I guess it depends on mom too. But for baby's sake, they won't let you leave until they have a poop that's not the black tar.
No kidding.
Yeah, they have to. That's how Greenlee got to leave. She pooped normal.
It is episode 28 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green for 105.3 Hot FM. Bitch, you didn't know we were going to start this with poop.
I love talking. I can talk about poop all day.
Honestly, though, I am not kidding. Like, when I talk about Stephanie and, like, how she didn't hold back, I didn't ask her the poop question, but she would probably honestly tell you. She would probably honestly
tell you. Want me to text her and say, hey, did you poop?
No. Here's the thing. She wants to do an episode with us.
And we could ask her?
And I think we should ask her.
Okay, deal.
She, I think, will be 100% honest about it.
Like, my sister didn't, but she did C-section.
Yeah?
So there was no poop.
Did your sister listen to music in the delivery room?
No. She screamed a lot and clutched my hand. And
were you scared?
Yeah, because they were cutting her open.
Yeah.
It wasn't a peaceful environment, if that's what you're envisioning.
See, that's what I'm kind of hoping to try for.
But you're not doing it a C-section. And so that's a little different.
So she's scheduled.
You know, she came 2 weeks before the scheduled due date.
Oh.
Scheduled C-section. But Danny still insisted on a C-section because she'd already had one and she wanted one.
Okay.
So when you do a C-section, they strap your arms to the bed like this.
Like a straitjacket?
Yes. They strap you down with buckles on your arms.
Because it hurts?
Because they're cutting you open and they can't afford you to move.
I always just thought that they made you like fully numb.
They do. But they had her arms, they have to strap her arms down.
It's a safety precaution.
It's a safety precaution.
Okay.
Because she's not asleep. And so they can't afford, because they have to get in quick and not cut her.
Right.
So that part was very scary.
I bet.
And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I think that Aaron's a little nervous to see me in a lot of pain.
If I'm being totally honest.
Me and Jim didn't do well with seeing her in pain. I started screaming and crying and telling them, you're doing it wrong. You're hurting her. And they're like, right. We're not doing it wrong. The baby's coming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you're listen, wrong, sister. Dr. Hamilton.
That's the thing. I think that my husband is a little nervous to see me in a whole lot of pain.
And I feel like...
What?
I feel like you're going to be like, Aaron! I'll kill you!
And I don't know. I actually had a listener call into the morning show like a few weeks ago, and she said that during her labor and her going through delivery, she shouted awful things at her husband.
Oh, I would. Like, if I stub my toe and it hurts, I go, Jim, what the hell? I hate you so much! Get away from me!
I do not do that. I don't know if I'll be mad, but I do think that I'm going to, like, have some... I'm going to have music playing because I'm big on that in life in general. I can't sit in silence in my own home. So I think
it's
I'll
not
do
silent.
That. I know, but I would like something to, like, kind of chill me out. But...
But I think there's... Okay, because there's, like, the... There's two things. It's a long process. You're not in there for 20 minutes.
Right. It's like,
you
know, 24 to 36 hours.
Exactly. So that's, I guess, music and all that. That's what I would want too for the first. There's going to be that last like 30 minutes of baby time.
Right.
And I don't think you hear anything at that point. You're just like pushing and
grunting.
Pooping.
My girlfriend just had a baby and I told her I'm going to see her this weekend. And I told her I want every disgusting, grotesque detail.
It could rip.
I know. I ripped my own mother. I don't know if I was supposed to say that. Sorry,
you
mom.
You ripped your mom?
I was a 9-pound baby.
And she still loves you?
She still loves me. As far as I know, they stitched that baby
after
right
how
back
you
up.
First you ripped her, and then you were a terrible teenager, from what I hear. and she still loves you?
She still loves me.
Wow,
it's so geez, surprising.
Your mom is a nice woman.
Oh, my God. Jackie and I got into the studio today, and I'm not kidding. The level of fired up that the two of us are today.
Yeah, we're just hot.
Bitch fest in here.
Yeah, we're hot.
Just a bitch fest. And then it turned into how annoying it is that people Instagram their food.
Oh, I hate it.
I'm not kidding. I like instantly got pissed off the other day because I got on Instagram and a guy that I used to work with, he started posting pictures of his healthy snacks before he goes to the gym.
Why do I care?
I almost unfriended him. I never, ever do that, though.
I know. I think in my head, oh, that's annoying.
I know. Like, there's girls on Facebook that I want to unfriend so badly, but I don't do it.
Me too.
This one girl on Facebook that I went to high school with, she loves to, like, put up half-naked photos of herself.
Why?
Because she's had three kids and now her body's really great, but still, like, stop.
Girl.
Just stop. If you're looking for some kind of,
is she selling stuff?
You're so hot. No, she's not selling stuff. She just is looking for compliments. I can't stand
that.
Stop fishing for compliments, because anybody who thinks something negative about you isn't going to post it.
Here's my thing, too. I like on social media, if you run a race or you do something physically like a CrossFit competition.
An achievement.
And you share a photo.
Right.
Cool. I don't need to see your day-to-day. Guess what I did? I ran 3 miles. Bitch, I ran 10, but I didn't post it all over Facebook.
Right?
Because why do you care that I did my daily run?
Well, that's the thing. People don't care. And I think that it's super insanely self-absorbed
the thing
people do.
I know.
I don't get it. That's
right.
Why if you look at my Facebook page, it's pictures.
Yes,
that's
me
all
too.
It is.
It's like using it as a photo album because I don't have storage on my phone.
Right.
Like, everyone's like, you put pictures up of Greenlee every day. I'm like, well, yeah, I take them every day, and then I just throw them on Facebook so I can delete them from my phone.
By the way, these Greenlee outfits, if you look for Jackie Green on Facebook, make sure you like her page, because these Greenlee daily photo shoots we're getting, where are you getting all these cute clothes for her?
Anywhere and everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere. My,
oh God,
my God. I am obsessed with that t-shirt that you have on her that says, new phone, who dis?
Oh, my gosh, my favorite.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's so funny.
Okay, so that sold at a certain store in GR that I went and checked it out. And I just could not believe how many cute stuff they had.
It's just so expensive.
It's expensive.
I know. Jim hates me.
$30 for a baby graphic tee makes me want to jump out the window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it gets worse. I spent way more than that.
Did you?
Oh, I've spent. If I'm being real, I've bought outfits. When we were having twins, I spent some money. I did spend some money.
And that's the thing. Now that we know it's a girl and we've just finished the nursery and all this stuff, like, all I do is buy stuff. Do you see these Facebook ads for the clothes for kids?
Oh, it shows up in my
These websites?
Over.
like Lenny Lemon.
Oh, I order from there all the time.
Oh my God, they have this bathing
They're
suit
cheap,
for
though.
Girls. Yeah.
The problem with Lenny Lemon is they order it straight from China or something. So you're not going to get it for like 3 months if you order it.
And there's probably a 2-year-old in a sweatshop making it.
Right, right. Which I didn't realize when I first ordered it. I thought like, okay, so the best one, Baileysblossoms.com.
Haven't been there.
They've got adorable stuff, cheap stuff, and it's quick. Like they turn around.
Is it made in America?
Doubtful. But what she probably does is orders it and then has stock inside and then ships it from her house as opposed to waiting for the order to come and then...
I mean, when you say, is it made in America? It's like, is anything made in America?
Right.
Anymore?
Like
my husband's grandma was like, okay, this year for Christmas, we're only buying presents for everybody for stuff that is made in America. We don't want anything that says made in China. Then everybody came to Christmas and we're like, well, I got a gift made in China. I got a gift made in China. Nobody could find anything made in America.
Unless you did like a Michigan made, like one of those stores.
Right, which is what I did.
Right, because you followed the rules.
I know.
The question is, why would they do that?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I know, but she was trying to make a good point.
But I probably just had about a million listeners say, who cares? I care.
Yeah, I know. We
Sorry.
Do care. We love America. But, I mean, trade makes the world go round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I will check out Lenny Lemon and Bailey's Blossoms.
Bailey's Blossoms is the bomb.
Later today. One thing I wanted to talk about this week on the show, I can't stand Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I thought, okay, so we started talking about this. I thought we didn't like her products. I didn't know we didn't like her.
Well, I think she's pretentious. I think she's over the top in nearly everything she does. And this goop.com website that she has, and she, like, if you go to her website during the holidays, I hate her, but I stalk her. If you go to her website during the holidays, she always has a list of...
I stalk more people I hate than...
No, for sure. Yeah. She has a list of things, and it's like goop.com's gift guide for this
Why
holiday season.
Why is it called
Goop? I don't know. It's a solid question. She's had it for like a decade.
I knew she had it. And the thing is, I think I don't know enough about her. I think that I like her because I always like her characters.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, no, I love Gwyneth Paltrow. Well, you mean from Glee? Yeah, yeah she's great.
I forgot she was on Glee.
And she was awesome.
Well, her website, she does all of these different things. And she releases this holiday gift guide. And it's so expensive. It's like nothing you could ever, ever afford. But she also does different things that are good for it as well. Like on goop.com, they'll do, and this is one of my favorite things she does. Every year, she has her celebrity friends go through their closet. And they sell celebrity pieces that they've worn to things. And it's like an auction, like an
expensive,
online auction.
Though.
It can be expensive, but like Drew Barrymore and Anne Hathaway, they all get in on this. And part of the proceeds go to charity, which is cool. But
all
you can
of it
like
go to charity. They don't.
Maybe all of it does. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not totally sure
right.
because I didn't bid on Drew Barrymore's shoes. But I was really impressed
with that.
What size
were they?
I don't know.
Dude, what if I wore the same size?
Okay, so next time they
Drew, you wearing a 10? Girl, I got big feet.
What size shoe do you wear?
10.
No.
Yes, I do.
Let me see your foot.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
How tall are you?
Like 5'6".
And you're a 10? Let me see. That's not a big foot. I think you just have a long, big toe.
Well,
your feet, your toes go in a perfect angle. You're like every foot fetish's dream.
Yeah, but this one's crooked.
You got to get closer to your mic.
That one's crooked.
What, your pinky toe?
No, the pinky toe's straight. This one.
Oh, your second toe. Did you break it?
I don't know what happened.
Could be running.
The doctor thinks that it's because I was wearing shoes that were too small for me for too many years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, off-topic.
My great-grandmother. Grandmama.
She had the grossest feet in the world because they curled in like eagle claws.
Ooh.
And I asked her once.
Was it her nails or her feet?
Her toes. Like they curled in. And I asked her once, I said, Grandma, why do your feet look like that? And I was like a teenager. She told me it was from high heels. She wore high heels like all through life. And then when she got old, like, they started to like make her toes form in.
Ew.
I'm in sneakers today, folks.
I 99% of the time I'm in sneakers, but I got these new Skechers like sandals.
Yeah.
They got the yoga mat technology.
Oh.
Softest things, like walking on clouds. It's like walking on clouds. I swear. Sorry. Oh, damn. I can't go one day without swearing.
I know. Jackie's actually going to be filling in for the morning show for me when I'm in Ireland here next week.
Yeah.
And she's going to have to make sure she doesn't cuss.
Well, I mean, I do. In my defense, I'm on air every day, too.
I know. But I wanted to talk about the fact that Goop.com has all these, like, beauty things. Nothing about, like, yoga mat shoes. But
let's start with
Paltrow,
this top one.
Yeah. Then. Gwyneth Paltrow likes to push, like, different things to help your body, and they're weird
body
things.
Or like your privates sounds
your
like
body
privates.
Too oh. She likes to do things for like mental health. We'll start with the first one, which I cannot believe is a thing. It's called vaginal steaming.
What?
Apparently you haven't heard about her pushing this.
No,
she's all about having a very happy lady part.
I've heard about the jade egg and I've heard it's not good.
We'll get to the jade egg, but let's start with the vaginal steaming. This is where they like put like hot water vapor and they blast it on your little hoo-ha.
That sounds painful.
It doesn't it? It's supposed to give you like some kind of female hormone balance. And it costs $55 and it's called the Devi Steamer Seat. So you sit on it and then it goes and gives you like this hot vaginal
I feel
bam.
Like I would like be hovering like don't I can't I can't
sit. I know
no, I can't,
right?
I can't. Like I'd be too scared.
I just still cannot get over that people spend the money on this stuff. $55 to balance your female hormone levels. So when this was released,
I don't believe that steam will do that. I don't believe it either.
Doctors came out and were like, absolutely not. Do not steam your vagina. The hormones that you make are natural. Leave it the way it is.
You could burn your privates.
Right. Ow!
A steam burn is terrible.
I've never had a steam burn.
Well, have you ever been cooking something and then actually got your hand too close to the steam and it's been like, whoa, that's hot. Like
yeah.
That steam
I can't imagine
hot.
That on my little gine.
No.
Okay, another one that she has is bee stinging. So this is something that I'm pretty sure Kim Kardashian does too. They actually take bee venom. I'm surprised that you haven't heard about this. So they take bee venom.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Is
this real?
So the bee venom is supposed to like help with inflammation, which is weird because when I get stung by a bee, I swell.
Swell up.
Yeah, me
Wait,
too.
Wait, they actually let bees sting them?
Yes.
How do they get stung?
What?
They put the bees on their skin?
You can do it that way. There's also, I think at some point you can also be like injected with bee venom.
Oh my God.
Like they put it in vials as well, and you can do it that way, or you can be stung by a bee, I'm sure. But they actually use like live bees and put them on like tender areas of the body or acupuncture points. They think this helps with skin scarring and inflammation. This has been happening for centuries. This is not a new thing.
I would never do this.
Neither would I. I wouldn't do any of these things.
My biggest fear when I'm outside and I see a bee is I'm going to get stung.
Me too.
I like run. I scream.
Have you ever been stung by a hornet because they chase you?
Yes. And it's terrifying.
It's like the worst memory I have as a kid. Do you remember? Oh, I remember my brother and I were in our backyard. Do you remember those? They were like paddles and they had Velcro on them.
Oh, yeah,
through tennis
the ball.
Balls. Yes. So I'm in my bathing suit. My brother and I are doing this in the backyard, and we hit a hornet's nest that was in the tree. Well, for whatever reason, this hornet chose me, and I'm like 12, and I'm running through the yard like an idiot in my bathing suit. And this thing keeps going bzzz, bam, bzzz, bam. It stung me in the ass 4 times. I had to lay over my mom's lap with my bare ass hanging out while she put some of that damn bacon powder on my butt cheeks.
When I was in 5th grade, I was singing Mbop, my favorite song at the time, from Hanson. That was on our swing set.
Yeah.
And I was known for swinging very, very high. And I was going... Mbop! And a bee.
Stop.
Flew in my mouth.
A bee flew in your mouth when you were doing the bop.
Stung inside of my cheek. And I went, ah! I spit it out, and I jumped off the swing.
Oh my God.
And ran around the backyard screaming.
Did your whole face swell up?
The whole one side of my mouth. I was like, dad!
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
So when you get hurt, do you yell for dad or you yell for mom?
I think I used to yell for mom and dad.
Really?
Anybody that would help.
Help me! I hate a bee!
I spit that bee out so fast, I was like, boom, Bob!
if I've ever swallowed a bug.
Oh.
I think I did once when I, because I had a four-wheeler growing up. I think I did once then.
I swallowed bugs a few times.
Yeah.
When I'm running on accident.
I guess that's a runner thing, right?
Ooh.
Like, that's probably something you have an issue with on occasion.
Not, but I have it. One time I had the face shield up on my helmet and I was riding my motorcycle. Never do that again.
Did you just take a bunch of bugs to the eyeballs?
Oh, yeah.
It just seems dangerous.
You have to wear glasses when you're on a motorcycle if you don't have a face shield. Like, it's, like, illegal.
Do you still ride your motorcycle all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
When it's nice out.
When it's nice out? Do you going to bring it to work?
Yeah, I've brought it
to work. Will you take me on a ride?
No.
Why?
Because I've never ridden with someone on the back.
Oh! Why?
It's hard.
Is it hard?
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh. I love how I'm like, you got to get a motorcycle and take me on a ride.
It doubles in weight, in your weight.
Yeah.
And
so you got to shift me.
I got to balance. Right. And I got to be able to stop the bike and not drop.
My pregnant ass is like, big these days,
Jim had
too.
To learn to do it with me on the back. And even he said, he goes, it's a lot harder riding with you on the back than just doing it by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure for somebody driving.
And that's exactly it. He's like, we're going 50 miles an hour and I'm. My life and your life. He's like, it's a lot to think about. And we're experienced riders. Like, we both had our licenses for like 3-4 years and we've owned bikes for like 5 years.
Yeah.
But we don't practice enough with people on it for me to feel comfortable with my friend's life.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes. I'm going to say, if you don't feel comfortable, then I don't feel comfortable.
Right.
And I won't be getting on the back of your bike.
Right.
Okay. So do you ever walk around barefoot?
I used to, but now my feet are so bad that they hurt.
What do you mean they're bad?
Like, I've got bad feet from years of running.
Oh, from years of running?
They hurt a lot.
I walk around barefoot all the time, but Gwyneth Paltrow on Goop.com this week, this is the story that made me think of this. She calls it earthing. Apparently, earthing is walking around barefoot. And earthing therapy, and I'm reading this as a direct quote, earthing therapy rests on the intuitive assumption that connecting to the energy of the planet is healthy for our souls and bodies. She even goes to the point to say walking around barefoot and earthing helps from everything like inflammation to arthritis, insomnia, and she even thinks she's going to cure depression by walking around barefoot. This chick is crazy.
That's crazy.
People pay.
Like, I walk around barefoot in the yard a lot.
Like when you're playing with Greenlee. I don't understand how somebody could ever think that this was to help depression. No. And I certainly don't understand why people listen to her. This one threw me for the biggest loop. And Jackie was talking about it earlier. The jade egg for your gyne.
You like put it up there, don't you?
It's like a black egg. Okay. You put it up there.
It's jade green.
It's black.
Oh.
I looked it up today.
Come on.
And it's yours for the bargain price of $66.
How big is it?
It's a 1 to 2 inch egg. It's shaped like a stone made of jade. I don't know what the hell that means.
I have a jade necklace from Ireland. My dad got
What color is it?
Green. That's why I thought
like
jade
a dark green.
Green? Yeah.
Okay, then maybe it wasn't black in the picture.
Like
maybe
a
it was
dark green.
Like a dark green. Okay. Well, either way, you put it on up there. And it's supposed to help with, like, your energy. And it's supposed to help with, like, healing of the body.
How does it stay in there?
Well, that's the thing. You work your Kegel muscles to make it stay in there all day. So they say if you're, like, planning to give birth, you're supposed to use this jade egg because it strengthens the floor of your lady part. Is that not bananas?
Wait, so you
put it in. So you walk around all day, you can sleep with it, but you've got to, like, flex it and stuff to keep it in there.
I'm not sleeping with it.
You can.
What if it gets up too far?
Is there an end to that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
What if it gets up too far?
I don't know. Is there? I don't know if there's an end to that. There's got to be. At some point.
Well, it goes into.
Uterus.
That's how you get pregnant. I mean,
right. That's how I have a baby.
So it can keep going and then hit the baby.
Well, I would never put this in there.
Nah.
But still, that's a good point. I never thought of that.
And you would be self-conscious all day. You'd think. Is it still there?
But apparently I was reading stories of people that have used these things on the internet today.
Love them?
There's like mothers and daughters that have written blogs about how they use their jade egg.
Together?
Yes.
That's
like one daughter was telling a story about being at the mall and her and her mom both had their egg in. Sick.
That's sick.
Sick.
That is sick.
Could you imagine?
You're a messed up woman.
Could you imagine coming home and saying to Jimmy, so I got this new jade egg. It's going to really strengthen the floor of my lady part.
So Greenlee and I are going to wear our vagina eggs to the mall.
I don't understand it.
No.
But that's the thing. I think that all these beauty things and all these secrets that celebrities come out for, I guarantee the jade egg was probably paying her. So stop falling for this crap.
Right.
They're probably paying her. I don't know about the earthing thing, the walking around barefoot.
Well, that's not selling anything, so that's just her being crazy.
I walk around
barefoot. When I do, I feel really good.
I know. It's super weird. I don't understand it.
Like one of the peasants below me that watches my movies.
But do you do certain things as far as, like, you have nice skin. Do you do anything when you go to bed at night?
No.
No?
No.
I mean, you take your makeup off.
I don't wear makeup.
I mean, but you do.
When do you see me with makeup on?
Once a week, maybe.
Yeah. I don't wear very much makeup.
But do you wash your face before you go to bed?
No.
Oh, you should do that.
I know everyone says that, but I don't do that.
Everyone says that.
I shower every 3 days.
Are you kidding?
No.
I am so jealous of the chicks that don't have to shower.
Like my
hair is so greasy after one day. Like, really? I have to shower at 4 o'clock in the morning for this damn show.
I don't get very greasy scalp or anything.
No? Do you use dry shampoo or should you do it on its own?
I wear in a ponytail every day, so there's that.
You shower every 3 days.
Well, I mean, sometimes I shower.
Do you do body showers or no?
No.
No.
No. Like,
girl, you got
there is no
rust.
Science behind it. I don't go, every 3 days. That's my third day. Time to take a shower.
Right, but you're like, hey,
some
I showered yesterday.
I don't need a shower today. No.
No?
That's not how I think about it. I just do it if I have time, and if I don't, I don't.
Okay. I'm very jealous of that.
Like, okay, so this is what you'll find when you have the baby. The first 3 months are easy because the baby just lays there and they can't crawl away.
Right.
So you stick them in a pack and play, or you stick them in like a little bed thing. You're like, I'm going to shower, and it's awesome.
Okay.
But then they crawl and they won't do that. So then you can't shower.
You can't shower? You can't like put them in the bathroom with you?
You can, but what are they going to do?
I don't know. Sit there. You give them a toy. Not possible?
No. What do you mean just give them a toy? No. That's not how. They're not that content.
What about Exersaucer?
You can do that, but she's almost a year old. She
I cannot believe Greenlee is. I know, but you were saying after 3 months.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about right now for me.
Oh, okay.
So, like, now we're at a point where I can't just leave her alone. I can't just let her sit and play. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
So
okay.
I can't just, like, I'm going to shower unless she's taking a nap.
Right.
And I used to laugh at people because moms would tell me that all the time. I don't have time to shower because I'm with the baby. And I'd be like, that's dumb. You have time to shower. But and then the first 3 or 4 months of Greenlee's life, I thought, that was dumb. I was right. I have plenty of time to shower. But now that she kind of crawls, almost walks, and is everywhere and picks up everything, puts it in her mouth, everything, I can't shower because you leave her. Okay, say you leave your daughter on the bathroom and you're jumping in the shower and they're playing with a toy, but there's a lone bobby pin you didn't notice in the carpet.
She starts eating it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's like the most annoying thing in the world.
So,
I never shower.
Okay, but I'm not judging you for not showering every day. Because to be honest with you, I am very jealous of that. If I didn't have to shower every day and get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I effing wouldn't. Like, I hate doing it.
I didn't shower every day when I was on the news.
You were on TV and you still... I never would have known that.
No.
This blows my mind. Anybody who've watched Jackie on the news for years, I can't believe this.
The NFL Zone does not shower every day. None of the people on the news shower every day. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, they had to get up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
News people have it so much worse than radio people.
But we don't. Some of the guys probably all do because they wake up. They don't have to get ready.
Right.
But like, I don't know. I just don't always need to. I just get up, brush my hair.
I just feel like my face looks puffy. Like,
I might rinse my
makeup.
Face off.
Yeah.
Wait, and we still put makeup on.
Right. I cannot believe that. I'm really impressed.
The thing is, if you want to shower and blow dry your hair and do all that, then you're going to need to wake up at 1 because...
Right, you don't have time for it.
You don't have time for it.
Or you do it the night before.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I would do that.
Yeah. Good Lord. So you don't have any, like a cream or anything you put on?
Well, I have lotions I put on sometimes.
Do you buy expensive cream? Because lately I've been really fired up at the... I have, like, laugh lines pretty bad.
Oh, me too. Right here?
Mine are crow's feet from...
Oh, I get Botox.
From
there.
Smiling. You get Botox there? Do you like it?
Yeah.
You can get Botox in your crow's feet? I didn't know that. I thought anything that close to your eye was
anything
good.
Anything above here, you can get Botox.
My husband would be so fired up if I got Botox.
My body, my face, I do what I want.
My body, my face! I think he just doesn't, he gets nervous about anything as far as like putting needles in your face.
Yeah, well, no one's ever known I got it. And
that's
I get it
true.
Regularly for the last 5 years.
For the last 5 years. Mm-hmm.
And I just read an article about Botox turns 15 this year.
I read that article too.
Like cosmetic Botox. And that the biggest boom in Botox is in millennials in their 20s.
I read that as well.
And it's true. I started getting it in my 20s because it works better as a preventative than it does as a
That's what they say.
Once you already have deep, deep lines, there's no getting rid of them. If you're getting rid of the finer ones that you don't like right now, they will literally disappear because you relax the muscle enough that they're gone.
Okay, but what happens when, like, you're 50 and still getting Botox? You're going to look like one of those people who's, like, excited all the time?
No. Why would I look like that?
Because some people who, like, have been doing Botox for 30 plus years.
That's not why they get that. That's not why that happens.
What causes that?
For one thing, they've not been getting it for 30 plus years. It's only been around for 15.
You know what I mean. They've been getting it for, like, a decade is what I'm saying.
It's because they're getting too much at a time. Botox is all temporary. It never lasts forever.
I want some.
It only lasts 3 months.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on plastic surgery?
If you want it, it's your body.
I'm asking you if you would get it. I'm not asking you to judge other people. Nothing, I'm asking if you'd get it.
But there's nothing I want to change.
Okay.
What's changed the scenario? Is there something I want to change? Then yeah.
Okay, let's say that you wanted liposuction.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You'd do it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I'm just asking. I'm literally curious.
I would go to like a reputable guy.
Well, yeah,
like I would spend the money.
You don't want some jabroni over on the corner of the street
doing
it.
Well, like you hear about, here's the things that, so the guy I go to for my Botox is awesome. And he's like at one of the best places in the city. And he's like,
you trust him.
Well known, right? So he's told me this about Botox. He goes, it gets a bad rap because A, older women get it and get too much. So it goes
in units. Well, that's what I imagine. That's why I'm asking.
So you get too much in and then you're paralyzing your forehead. The thing is this though, no matter how much you get, Botox wears off. It's not permanent. It only lasts for a certain amount of time, and then it goes away, and the muscles work again. It's basically like a temporary paralysis, I guess you'd say, of that wrinkle, of that line.
So wait, do your forehead, you get it in your forehead?
Mm-hmm.
And your muscles, do they not work after you get it done?
They work. I have it right now.
Oh, you just said it was a temporary paralysis.
Of the muscle that has the, you're going right into the line.
Oh, the muscle that causes the wrinkle.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because
your wrinkle, there's a muscle there making it deeper. And so you're going to go right in that spot and give it just a tiny, because the least you get, the better. And then it's just going to cause that not to wrinkle.
Okay.
And it lasts like 3 or 4 months, and then it'll slowly wear off at 3 months until it's back. And then if you want to get more, you'll get more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
But when you see people with frozen face or that look ridiculous, that's just because they get too much because they want their skin to look perfect, but they're too old, so they have to get a lot of units.
Okay. How much does the unit cost?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't pay for it.
Yeah, well, either way, it sounds like Jackie be getting a hookup.
But here's the thing. Like, I would never, I hear about this all the time. Like, I hear this all the time. I would never go to someone who's like, yeah, my dentist does Botox. Your dentist? Okay, I'm good. No, I'm not going to go
Your
there.
Dentist?
Yeah, I hear that all the time. People tell me that their dentist does Botox for, like, extra money.
Well, the thing is, I know people who do Botox for extra money. Out of their home. They keep it in their fridge. They have Botox parties with their friends.
Yes, I've heard that, too. I would never do that.
I don't know. And they actually said they'd give it to me for free, and I still said no.
No, I wouldn't, because you can't. Like, the guy I go to, it's in a doctor's office. And I go in, and there's a nurse, and he measures it out into his syringe, and then he dots my forehead and says, I'm going to put half a unit here. I'm going to put a quarter of a unit. Like, it's very scientific how much he puts in to make sure I don't get frozen face and make sure I don't have those problems.
If I was ever to do it, that's probably the route I'd want to go.
Yeah, and that's what he always tells me.
I've always been really nervous about it. You know what, though? Hit me up in like 5 years when I'm 35. I'm probably going to want it.
Right.
But at this point in time, I think
I used to have a big line right here, and the line's gone.
Right. So you get it every 3 months?
Probably more like every 5.
Every 5?
Mm-hmm.
So like twice a year? That's not even
twice
bad.
A year.
That's not bad at all.
No. It's not, but it's one of those things that people are uneducated on it because they only see what they see on TV and stuff.
But I also think that some people become addicted to it.
You can. Oh, you easily could.
There's somebody I know personally that gets it way too often.
But, and there's a thing too. The thing is this. A lot of what you're seeing with that isn't Botox. You're just lumping it all in because you don't know the other products. But there's like fillers and other things like Botox that are injected the same way.
Tell you what, I see those lip fillers and sometimes they look really good, but then I worry, oh my God, I'm going to look like a blowfish.
I don't know what that stuff's called, but I know exactly what you're talking about because some people are crazy.
Some people go nuts.
And then there's also like the fillers that people get, like anything down here
on your mouth,
you couldn't get Botox. You'd have to get more of a filler to fill the line.
Anything like below the nose?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I hate saying that. But that's just what he told me when I asked him, hey, what about this line? He said, that's not something I'd want to do with Botox because you don't want anything with this to be frozen.
Right.
Because you're talking. So we don't want to risk that.
Yeah.
So you'd want to do like a filler. And I was like, okay.
I think the lines that you have here around your mouth, those are from talking. I mean,
yeah. They're natural, but doesn't mean you don't have
them. See, I don't think they look like a wrinkle to me.
Oh, they just bug me because I'm like,
they do? Uh-huh. The only thing I have an issue with is my crow's feet. And
see,
I'm
you don't even have crow's feet.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like I do.
But see, you notice something on yourself more than other people.
Well, that's
like
the thing.
Everyone, when I started getting the Botox, I would tell people because I don't care. Like, Jim was all riled up about it too. And I thought, Jim, we're not even engaged yet. It's my face. I'll do what I want. And I think
he was worked up.
I knew he'd get worked up. So I didn't tell him for a month after I got it because I thought, I'm going to see if he. And I said to him one day, I got Botox. And he goes, oh, I got all riled up. And then I said, I got it a month ago. And he's like, it didn't even make a difference. What was the point? And I pulled up a picture of me. It was like a running picture. I used to have a line through the middle of my forehead that was like a fold from sun, mostly from sun damage,
yeah.
But from running. And it was, I mean, deep. Like I always, my whole life have worn side bangs to cover it. I don't have it anymore. I've not worn bangs in 5 years because I don't need it.
No kidding. Yeah,
that's why I'm such a big advocate out of it, because that line used to be the big. In high school, I hated that line. I wore bangs like this in high school.
Well, this sounds like something that maybe you were just born with, too.
Some people just have a horizontal line like that, he said.
Right. That's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm saying.
So I just
it's weird to me that at 17 years old, you would have that.
It's just a lot. Well, you'll see, now that I pointed it out, you'll see other people, people who younger than you, older than you, that just have different lines than you because everyone's face is different.
Right.
You know, and after years of college cross country, baking in the sun, I used to get so tan in the summer.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've always been really bad. Only one right across the middle of my forehead.
Yeah.
Makeup would settle in it. It just looked bad.
Yeah. I've always been really bad at taking care of my skin, especially during the sun. Like, everybody's like, sunscreen. In fact, Aaron, my husband, thinks it's really funny because I oil up. He thinks it's really funny to take, like, if I'm laying out and I've fallen asleep on the dock or something.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take sunscreen and spray me while I'm laying
there.
What,
you oil, like, you put oil?
It's like
you want a tan?
It's like SPF 4 tinted oil.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. I did
that back in the day, but I don't do it anymore.
Oh, I've tried to stop it. I don't think I did much last summer, but he hates that I do it.
I can't anymore because, okay, I used to do that because I was fairly tan, so I could do it. But now I'm always so pale, if I did that, I would just fry. I never have a base.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have a base good enough to allow myself to.
Yeah.
I would just get so burnt.
I'll get one burn and then it'll turn to brown.
Oh, my chest gets so burnt.
Really?
And look at all my freckles.
I actually feel like I'm starting to get boob
wrinkles. Do you get freckles here?
No, I don't get freckles there.
My
I get them on my legs.
Is a freckle.
I like freckles.
Yeah, but then you get them and you're like, oh, I guess I don't like them.
No, I get freckles on my legs. That's it.
Before I realized I was getting them from sun. So now I see them and I think of it as being damage.
Yeah.
Like, this is sun damage.
Now I'll only sunblock my face. I still bake the rest of my body, though. I am terrible about that. But I think that if I were to have, like, if I could choose, like, one piece of work to be done, because I'm not on the Botox train yet, but if I have this baby and my boobs start to sag because they're so big.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those babies are getting lifted.
I think that if I had had a baby and had that issue, I would do that. I have a few friends that have 2 or 3 kids and they're done with kids and they did that and they look awesome.
Their boobs got lifted?
Yeah, and they look awesome.
I have always had huge
boobs.
They
got implants and lift and they look awesome.
Implants too?
Well, they didn't. They weren't.
That sounds aggressive.
Their breasts.
So their breasts weren't.
You have huge boobs. If you got implants, you'd look ridiculous.
But I'm confused. So their boobs were sagging?
They were saggy and small and deflated.
Okay.
Because your boobs get deflated after breastfeeding.
Well, I want mine to get deflated.
It's not always in a pretty way.
We'll see.
Depending on the person.
Yeah, it all depends.
Like, if you have, like, boobs, like, small, like a B, and then they blow up with milk, and then they kind of sag down and get, like, flat, you want them lifted, but you might want a little more power in there.
That's true. I
you
won't
wouldn't
be getting
need that
any power.
You have enough boobs.
Yeah,
you have enough boobs there that you wouldn't need that.
I mean, I'm going into this as a double D, and now I'm a triple D, and it's like when the milk comes, it's going to be even bigger. So I told Aaron, I'm like, if they are hanging after that year of breastfeeding,
well, and then I mean, we're taking the assumption that you're going to love breastfeeding. Some people just don't adapt to it.
That's
so
true.
I just play it by ear.
As I told my doctor, she's like, I really hope you're going to breastfeed. I go, I am going to breastfeed, and I am going to give it my absolute best effort
just
ever.
Just don't beat yourself up if you can't.
Right.
I have so many friends that just couldn't. Like, they tried and, like, couldn't latch, and they would work themselves up into this anxiety-ridden, like, just don't let yourself get too don't beat yourself up.
My best friend's first kid was allergic to her breast milk.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, if they like, hang
when they won't latch right away and then, okay, so my cousin has huge boobs. This is crazy. You're going to die.
What?
She couldn't, her daughter wasn't getting enough food and she was just crying all the time and screaming. She never could get enough food.
She was starving. Yeah.
She was starving. She's like, she's latching on. Her boobs are too big. Her nipples were too, like her boobs were too big.
Really?
So her baby.
So what'd she do? Pump it and give it to her that way? That's
she did
what
for
I
a little while,
done.
And then it didn't last very long because they start to diminish when you do that, and she had to switch to formula.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen to me.
No, that won't happen to you.
Yeah, this but is they a might. Rare, they're huge.
The doctor told her it's a rare thing.
You should see my nipples are so dark. They look scary. Aaron thinks it's funny to call me dark nipple around the house. Not dark kidding. Nip. You're like we always joke about how it's my Indian name.
Why are they dark?
He'll go, get over here, dark nipple.
Why are they dark?
Well, it actually happens when you have hormones. The hormone surge makes your nipple skin get darker when you're pregnant.
I feel like mine's unnaturally light.
Mine was always light. Mine was so light, and then I got pregnant, and now they're like dark.
Wow.
Like oh my God, like seeing a cartoon dark.
Do they feel different? Like now they're bigger? Do they hurt?
They don't hurt.
Are they lumpy?
No.
Oh.
They've always been kind of like bumpy, I guess. They've always been big though. And right. They were really like light. I'm not kidding. Like they were so light pink. They were like the color of my skin. Like it was ridiculous.
Right. Normal.
And now they're so dark. Aaron and I just think it's so funny because it's the hormone surging through your body and they'll lighten up after I have the baby.
Right.
They'll probably never be as light as they were. My young virgin nipples.
They're that black?
My before child.
They're
nipples.
Black.
They're so dark. I'll show you later.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'll show you later. I really have no shame in this game. But they're so dark, and I was reading about it, and they're like, apparently they do get lighter, but they're never going to be as light as they once were.
Oh my God.
And I am not kidding. I was looking at myself naked yesterday, and I was like, I don't know whose body this is.
You do so much research about the baby. We did nothing. I almost liked that I went in blind.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't know. Because
I'm on my third book.
Yeah, we didn't read anything.
No?
No.
I like it. I, you know me, because though. I'm a planner and I'm prepared.
You can't prepare because you don't know your baby yet.
I don't disagree, but I want to know when they start solid food. I want to know long you wait to introduce a bottle. I want to know those things. I don't want to guess on it. Do you know what I mean? I'd like to know what a doctor's opinion is on those things.
Right. I agree. But then your pediatrician will tell you something that you're like, well, I read this in the book. And then your pediatrician goes, no. And then you're like, wait, what? And then, it's the most annoying thing in the whole world.
Well, hopefully they have. Well, I guess every pediatrician is different.
Everyone's different.
The book I'm reading is by a pediatrician.
Right. But I'll hear one thing. Like someone will tell me, my pediatrician told me this.
Right.
So I'll start doing it. Then my pediatrician says, don't do that. No.
Really?
What? Then my friend's pediatrician said to do that. And she's like, well, I don't know what that is.
I think Aaron and I were having that discussion and we're just going to pick one trail and stay with it.
Yeah.
We're just going to stay
unless
with
it doesn't
it.
Work.
Unless it doesn't work.
Because all
and
babies
we'll
are
talk
different.
To the pediatrician.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. But I just want to be prepared in like what you're supposed to do because I feel so uneducated about all of it.
But you are because you don't have a baby.
Right. And that's normal.
Yeah, but see, you're not more educated because you read the book. You just don't know until you have the baby.
I'm not saying I'm more educated because I read the book.
Right.
I do feel slightly more prepared and less nervous.
That's good. If it's making you feel less nervous, then that's good.
It personally makes me feel better and ready. Is my kid going to go nuts? What if it's allergic to my breast milk? What if my kid has black tar poop for a week? I don't, you know what I mean? There's going to be everything. It's going to be different.
I don't think the baby will be allergic to your breast milk.
I
feel like that's got to be rare, right? I've never heard of that.
They can be. It's a thing.
Hopefully that's not a thing.
It is a thing.
No, hopefully it's not a thing for you.
Oh, I know. We'll see.
If it is, I just
won't breastfeed. Like,
it's just not.
We'll make the decisions as we go. But I just.
You're just so planned is why. Like, I hear you. Like, you're, like, so much more planned than me. Like, you have things planned for your daughter for, like, when they're older than Greenlee that I don't even have.
What do you mean?
Yet. Like, you're, like, already figuring out when she's going to have solid food. I figured that out last week when I started giving her solid food. Like, I didn't. Like, there is no. We don't plan. Like, we just go by when she seems ready.
So she was on bottles up until just
she's still recently. On bottles. They have to have milk for a year.
I knew they had to have milk for a year, but only milk, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, she'd have like pureed baby food.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that.
But that counts. That's
okay.
In the solid food category.
Oh, okay.
Category.
Then she had that.
That's outside of the milk.
But that's I just started giving
the solid
it to
food
her.
Category. Like, 6 months is when you're supposed to start doing that, I guess.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I guess we started it around six months. We just didn't
seem
like she
wanted. I am so terrified of the choking thing.
The choking thing?
Like choking, like kids choking.
Oh.
I was babysitting my best friend's son once, and he was like 7 months old.
Did he choke?
I gave him Cheerios. 7 months, so
and she probably gave you Cheerios to give him.
Right. It wasn't like I just busted him out of the counter and was like, take these,
yeah,
kid.
Like, he has these.
Yeah. And then I literally, like, stepped into the kitchen. He's still in his exercise, just pounding eating the Cheerios. But he was, like, hovering them, and, like, eating them so fast. Jeez. And I look over, and he's going, And I thought, well, hell, I've messed it up already.
I wonder if that's normal. Because, like, when Greenlee...
He was eating too fast, and then I went in panic mode.
Well, we could give Greenlee, like, a million Cheerios, and this is exactly what she does. I'll show you with these pennies.
Okay.
She'll go.
Okay.
And get one in her hand, finally, and go.
Okay. And listeners cannot see what you're doing.
Then
so you
finally,
it's
in her mouth.
She'd what?
She goes, and then finally the one gets in her mouth, and she goes, and then the one will dip out of her mouth.
Oh,
and then
God.
She goes and picks up another one.
She's so cute, dude.
It's, like, ridiculous.
It is ridiculous how
eat the damn food.
Oh, my God. How does this always end up being all about baby? Every time we
because
do
you're
a show.
So pregnant. So
I know.
Now it just keeps happening.
I just hit third trimester. I feel like a hog, if I'm being totally honest.
Really? You look good, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. No matter what, I feel like a hog, but it never hurts to hear that.
I'm getting drunk this weekend if it makes you feel less pregnant.
You're getting drunk this weekend?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're going to that prom event downtown.
Oh my God,
dressing
yes.
up in a prom dress. I tried on my prom dress. It still fits.
Does it?
I mean, it doesn't look the same, but it fits.
Dude, you've got to take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I love
dang, bitches, I'm
that.
Going to prom.
Put that up in the Gray and Green Show Facebook
okay.
page.
Yeah, I will.
And you can also find grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. You
yep.
don't have to look for that. You can just send us an email. Gray Green Show on Twitter. Rate us on iTunes. Look for the Gray and Green
oh, yeah.
Show on
do
iTunes.
That.
We're everywhere. You can't miss Rachel Gray and Jackie Green. Google us.
Google us, dude.
Google me, bitch. What's that movie?
Welcome to the OC, bitch. It's from the OC.
I loved the OC. Oh,
that was my
oh
jam.
My God, I
owned every season on DVD, and that was before you could get like everything at the fingertips.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you had to go to Meijer and buy it for $60.
I remember like Thursday nights in college at CMU,
oh, yeah.
just like
sitting
waiting
in our dorm.
For the OC.
Oh yeah.
Marissa's a hot mess though. She got a sex tape scandal.
Oh my
now.
God, I know. And she was on Dancing with the Stars and acted like a jackalope.
Well, a jackalope.
Like, she acted crazy.
Not to mention she was on drugs, hanging over her fence recently.
What was that about?
She had a mental breakdown.
She was the worst yeah. dancer on Dancing with the Stars I've ever seen in my
Dude,
life.
Dude, Marissa's a hot mess these days.
And it's sad because I loved that show.
I loved it.
Like, Ryan?
Yes, I know.
Seth?
I was always a big Adam Brody fan on that show.
Oh, my God, me too.
Oh, my God. I loved his nerdiness. I was obsessed.
Summer? Oh, my God.
I know.
I love her. I need to go back and watch this. I could watch that show on repeat all the time. I love that show.
We should do that. We should start
oh my God.
Doing that. Hey, speaking of next week, we are going to be gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am actually going to Ireland for a family wedding. Wish me luck. I got a 7-hour flight.
Oh, my God.
My big ass. And it's overnight.
Are you first class?
No. You know how much it was to do first class?
A lot.
An extra grand a ticket.
Yeah, but maybe you can be like, I'm really pregnant.
Oh, I'm already going to try.
Use our tips.
Well, I know.
We
I'm already going to try. Two episodes ago, we gave tips on how to get upgraded, and I'm going to try some of them.
Use your tips.
So when I get back, Jackie's going on vacation. So we are going to throw a mini-sode in before we leave for vacation, but...
I will not be on vacation when you're back.
Are you here April 26th?
Yes.
Okay, we're doing
Wednesday?
A new episode.
The Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't leave till Thursday.
Now I'm confused. So we're only taking a week off.
Yeah.
That's great news.
Yeah. So I leave 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's great. So we'll be able to do episode 29. Is that right?
Yes.
We'll be able to do episode
29. We've always got quiet and I was staring at the ceiling. Like,
the hell episode are we on?
I'm just hungry, dude.
So we will be here.
I said it like an hour ago. I'm hungry.
April 26th will be our next episode. But thanks a lot for hanging out with us today.
Thank
you will get a mini-sode before we hang or before we leave, before I go to Ireland
yeah, we'll
and all that
out.
Stuff. And we'll figure it out. But have a great day. And we're back here next Wednesday.
See ya.
Bye.